back in Cincinnati. We go to the fourth inning. Still scoreless, the Pirates and the UC Bearcats. Charlie Organ will get things started for East Carolina here in the top half of the fourth inning. Already the third baseman, Connor McVay, creeping in, expecting bunt. And David Orndorff takes the first pitch to Charlie Organ and misses outside with the ball. I think it was instituted in the game's guidelines when the 1-0 pitch on the way to Jorgen misses outside, two balls and no strikes. When Abner Doubleday invented this game, that the player who makes a great defensive play either leads off or hits in the next inning. And when you know it, Charlie Jorgen is hitting here in the top half of the fourth inning after he was able to save that inning with that play as he scooped up that ball that ricocheted off the left hand of the pitcher Krasinski and made the throw to Morgan, who made a pretty good play in his own right and slapping the tag on the first base on the base runner. Thompson coming up the line. Next pitch to Jorgen is fouled to the netting. Two balls and a strike. Orndorff's next pitch is lifted slowly into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jorgen went down and got that one, just lined it very slowly into left field, but the defense was swung over. Rodriguez was pulled over towards the bag, the shortstop, and now let that slow roller to scoot comfortably into left field for the second Pirate hit of the game, the third overall, and here's the third baseman, Eric Tyler. Tyler in the leadoff spot last night had three hits and five at-bats. He has four homers and 23 runs batted in. Again, the third baseman McVay for Cincinnati is in, starting to creep in now as Tyler shows bunt, pulls back, and lines this ball into left field. Back goes Thompson at the warning track, leaps up, makes the catch. No, he dropped the ball. As he hit the fence, the ball popped out of his glove. All hands will be safe. Jorgen goes to third, and going into second base is Eric Tyler. Boy, R.J. Thompson, that ball was hit very solidly, went back, and as he hit the fence, had the ball in his glove for a brief moment, and then as he hit the wall, the ball popped out. And all hands are safe. That will go as a double for Eric Tyler. Move Jorgen over to third base. So the Pirates, who of late have had all kinds of issues with runners in scoring position, a golden opportunity here to take the lead in this game. No one out. And here's Spencer Brickhouse, the DH. Brickhouse with 19 runs batted in this season. From the left side of the plate, will step out for a moment, now step back in. So Jorgen on at third, and Eric Tyler on over at second base. Here's the pitch to Brickhouse, outside corner for a called strike. That's the 26th straight game that Eric Tyler has reached base. That falls under the category of pretty darn good. 0-1 delivery to Brickhouse. Tried to check his swing and was able to do so on a breaking ball. One ball, one strike. So big opportunity now here for the Pirates with no one out. Brickhouse with runners in scoring position this year, hitting .229, .239 with runners on base. 1-1 delivery. Hit out towards center field. This will get a run home. Haberkorn bracing back. This one's going to get more than one run home. It's off the walls. It just carried out there. It bounces off the wall. Two runs are going to score. Spencer Brickhouse with a big two-run double. And East Carolina has a 2-0 lead. That ball just kept carrying out towards left center. Haberkorn looked for a moment like he might have a play on it, but it just kept going and going and going and ricocheted off the big A in the word Cincinnati. Splashed across the left center field wall, and a big two-run double for Spencer Brickhouse. Runs batted in 20 and 21 on the season, and East Carolina has a 2-0 lead. Fourth hit of the game, second extra base hit for the Pirates. Jorgen and Tyler score ahead of him. And that'll bring up the shortstop, Turner Brown. We talked about it last night in situations. Brown squares to bunt. In comes the charging first baseman. Then he swings, does Brown, and comes up empty. That was similar to what Eric Tyler did when he lined that ball into left field a hitter ago. Swing and a miss. No balls and a strike. Their baseman, McVay, in on the infield part of the field turf, as is the first baseman, Noda, who starts to creep even closer down the line. Brickhouse at second. Nobody out. Two have scored. Pitch misses wide. One ball, one strike. Was referencing this last night. Baseball is one of those sports, maybe the only sport, where when things go bad, they just cascade. But when things go good, they go in the same direction sometimes. Everything just starts to go well for your team. And when you've got a pitcher who so far has been dealing like Krasinski has, this 2-0 lead could be very big. Breaking ball for a called strike. One ball, two strikes to Turner Brown. Inning started with Jorgen hitting a little roller into left field for a base hit. Tyler doubled to left. Brickhouse doubled to left center, scoring Jorgen and Tyler. And he's on at second base. A ball, two strikes to Turner Brown. He swings at the pitch and lines it foul, first base side. That ball hit very sharply. The double, by the way, for Tyler, his 12th of the season, team high for the Pirates. Again, McVay creeping in at third. The first baseman, Noda, now back with two strikes. The 1-2 delivery. Missed outside, two balls and two strikes. Two nothing the score, East Carolina on top. No one out here in the top half of inning number four. The Pirates, the first team to break through of what had been a scoreless pitcher's duel. Orndorff from the stretch, peering in at the catcher, Joey Thomas, and took a little too much time for the liking of Turner Brown, who will step out, readjust the batting gloves, now step back in. Cock the bat over that left shoulder and wait for the 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. Breaking ball, and they appeal, and he did not go around. They went down to the third base umpire, Darren Brown, who says, nope, he held up. So the count now full, three balls and two strikes. Pirates didn't score last night till the top half of the ninth. But here in the top half of the fourth have put a deuce on the board, hoping for more. 3-2 pitch. This time he does go around. He was unable to check his swing. Now Cliff Godwin is coming down the baseline, and he's going to have a word for Bob Howard, the home plate umpire. The two gentlemen meet about midway up the line. Godwin has his say. Howard has his say. Turner Brown is out. So one down. Here's the left fielder, Duane Williams Sutton. He singled his first time up. That was the ball that went off the right foot of the pitcher, Orndorff. That was in the second inning. Three hits, two runs have scored so far here in this top half of the fourth for East Carolina. The Pirates have a 2-0 lead. Here's William Sutton. Brickhouse still on out at second base. First ball, fastball, called strike. Bearcat pitching a 3.98 earned run average coming into this series. Fifth in the league is that ERA. The 0-1 from Orndorff to Williams. Sutton misses outside. One ball, one strike. Tell you, being around the team the last couple of days, you don't sense the team is struggling. The Pirates all seem to be in good spirits. And I mean, they are basically a bunch of 18 to 22-year-olds, but they understand where they're at right now and what's ahead of them. William Sutton takes a moment, steps out of the box on the right side. Tap the plate, step back in. Cliff Godwin made no bones about it in our pregame show conversation. It's time to fish or cut bait for this team. 1-1 delivery. Chop foul, third base side. One ball, two strikes. Found it interesting. It's the first time I've had a chance to deal with Coach Godwin. The one thing you, especially from a media standpoint, you like, you get direct answers from Coach Godwin. And there's nothing wrong with that. He tells you how he feels. One ball, two strikes, one out here in the top half of the fourth with the Pirates up 2-0, looking for more. The pitch bounced slowly out towards shortstop. The charging Rodriguez will make the pickup. He'll throw to first as Brickhouse travels over to third base. 6-3 on the putout of William Sutton. Two are out. And here's the first baseman, Kurt Morgan. Morgan, a fly ball to right, ended the second inning. So Brickhouse with that big two-run double now stationed over at third base, but two are out. And here's Morgan. Orndorff comes set from the stretch, the pitch. Called strike outside corner. Noon start tomorrow for the series wrap. And again, because of travel considerations, no inning can start after 4 o'clock tomorrow. Weather forecast is very good. Temperature expected to be in the 60s and with some sunshine. 0-1 pitches hit sharply out towards the second baseman, Motis, who bends over Fields, throws, and takes care of Kurt Morgan to end a run-scoring Pirate fourth. They get a couple of hits, a couple of runs, I should say, on three hits, and leave a runner on. We're through 3.5 in Cincinnati. Good news so far, East Carolina 2, Cincinnati nothing on the Pirate IMG Sports Network.
You're listening to Pirate Baseball on 1070 WNCT.
Bottom fourth here in Cincinnati, and East Carolina has taken a 2-0 lead. Pirates got a couple of runs in that top half of the fourth, and now Evan Krasinski will come on with the Bearcats coming plateward, and he'll do so with a 2-0 advantage. A.J. Bumpus, Connor McVay, and Ryan Noda, the scheduled hitters, to face the Pirate lefty, who has allowed just one hit. He has struck out 4 and has not walked a hitter. Bumpus struck out swinging his first time up in the bottom half of the first. Krasinski deals in the first pitch. Bounced slowly first base side. Fair ball. Good pickup by Morgan. He's had a good game defensively. He solos to the bag for the first putout of the bottom of the fourth inning. That ball was hit sharply up the line, bounced over the bag, and Morgan pulled over towards the line to begin with. Fielded the ball in good shape and then sauntered to the bag to complete the 3-unassisted putout. One down. Here's Connor McVay. Bearcat third baseman, the number 3 hole hitter, has the only Bearcat hit. Took one back up the middle off Krasinski in the bottom of the first inning. Now hitting 278, squares to punt, and Krasinski turns him away with a fastball. It's called strike. Defensively, Jorgen at second, back a couple of steps on the outfield part of the field turf. The shortstop, Brown, straddling the outfield infield line. Next pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. The hotel the Pirates are staying at is directly across the river in just across in Kentucky, in Covington, Kentucky. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball called strike. It's one ball and two strikes. And it has a grand view of the Cincinnati skyline right across the river. Paul Brown Stadium, home of the NFL Cincinnati Bengals. And then just down from that, the Great American Ballpark, the home of the Cincinnati Reds. 1-2 delivery is popped foul. First base side. This one will carry back into the seats a couple of rows. One ball, two strikes. Krasinski ready, and the 1-2 delivery with one out. This one is hit into the air out of the left center. Dusty Baker giving way to Duane William Sutton, who reaches up and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So the left fielder, William Sutton, with the catch. Two down, and the first baseman, Ryan Noda. Noda bounced out to the third baseman, Tyler, to end the bottom of the first inning. Mentioning where the team hotel was at for the Pirates, just across the river in Covington. There are a lot of Chicago Cub fans in attendance for this weekend series between the Reds and the Cubs going on at Great American Ballpark. First pitch from Krasinski to the left-handed hitting Cincinnati first baseman Ryan Noda is a called strike. Next pitch is a called strike. Krasinski has faced 13 hitters so far and has started 9 of them out with a strike. 0-2 delivery is on the way with two outs. That one just missed. One ball, two strikes. And that was one of the things Cliff Godwin said in our pregame show conversation. The Pirate coach, when I asked him, how do you know Krasinski's on? He said, well, he's around the plate and he gets ahead in the count quickly. And ahead right now, one ball, two strikes with two out. The pitch just missed outside. Two balls and two strikes. Brzezinski has thrown 48 pitches as we play here in the bottom of the fourth. The lefty ready, the 2-2 delivery, swing and a miss. Good pitch again right there. Krasinski dealing here as we go through four, has allowed just one hit. We're through four innings of baseball, and East Carolina has a 2-0 lead on Cincinnati on the Pirate IMG Sports Network.